about Rajon Rondo inside. Great fake to get the space up and over Andrew Bynum, and the Celtics looking good early on, but this not a good sign. Kevin Garnett, his
personal foul. We've been having some very emotional nights. Why don't you tell them what we've been doing?
Watching the 2010 Lakers and Celtics championship games together. Only time that we've actually watched it together, I think.
I don't think we've ever watched any sporting events together, actually.
True.
I think short of playing doubles together, we've never really been on the same team for anything.
It's true.
I mean, for example, who have you cheered for in the past?
Nobody.
For any sports teams? No, I recall that you've liked the Giants, the football Giants.
You liked the
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, it very much coincided with who I was dating at the time.
You've also liked the Miami Dolphins at one point. All these super
Dan Marino.
crappy teams. And
but I always stayed true to the Celtics.
Right. So now, what just happened? Tell us what just happened today.
The Celtics took the lead, 3-2, and they're only one game away from the championship.
More. Tell us more. Who was your favorite player? What happened?
Rondo.
Tell us how you feel right now. How do you feel the anxiety?
It's a big burst of stress ball. Rondo is now my favorite player, and I really had no idea who he was prior to these games.
Okay.
But he's amazing.
Well, did you watch the 2008 championship?
Yep, I did.
Because we have banners from that championship, and now we've made a Rondo shrine. Tell us about your Rondo shrine.
My Rondo shrine. I adopted a little eggling a couple of days ago, and now, after every single game when we win, I water it with care. And I just watered it now, and it's in front of a Sports Illustrated magazine with Rondo Power. And every day, we always have to water and make sure it gets sun. It's our good luck charm.
So far,
it's been working.
Do you even know Rondo's first name?
Nope.
do you know what number he wears?
No.
How old he is?
I do. Maybe 9.
Do you know anything about him?
No. All I know is he's very good. And whenever we need a prayer on the Celtics team, he always comes through.
He always comes through.
That's all I know.
What happened today? Like, how did he win the game today? It's very dramatic.
Oh, I don't know if I can explain it.
No, just give
I'm
it
not
to
that
us.
That good.
No.
Basically, they had 4 seconds. Okay, the Celtics had 4 seconds to get the ball over on their side.
Yeah.
Paul Pierce basically threw the ball into him, and he did this like layup thing almost backwards, and it was the turning point of the game, pretty much. Rondo did. And that's really all I remember.
I would love to pick your brain about any other players you know on the Celtics. Go for it.
Plays or players?
Players. Go ahead.
Oh, players. All I know, Paul Pierce,
mm-hmm.
Kevin Garnett,
mm-hmm.
Nate Robinson,
mm-hmm.
Big Baby,
mm-hmm.
Perkins, and who else do I know? Oh, and Ray Allen. That's right. Ray Allen, the shame of the team right now. and I've gleaned all this in the past 5 games.
You've learned a lot in these 5 games.
Yeah.
And how much do we hate the Lakers?
Oh, tons. Lots.
Tons.
Oh.
We hate them all.
We do. Well, I just don't like Kobe.
We all hate Kobe.
Yes. And we hate the Lakers because our dad hated the Lakers.
Yes. And our dad loved the Celtics.
We have to stay faithful. Yes.
And it's surprising because we found out through the Celtics bond that we're actually connected to our cousin, who's also a very... That's a congratulatory text, I'm sure, from somebody. But we found out that our cousin is also a Celtic fan. So I feel like any Celtic fan that we know and we love, we'll just become friends with them.
Yes, because we don't know very many.
We don't know any, actually. we're actually sitting here by ourselves.
We don't know many Celtics. We do have some friends that are cheering for the Celtics.
We do have a dedicated friend.
But not because they're Celtics fans. Only because they hate the Lakers, and they're just cheering for whoever they're playing against.
Right.
But we're actual Celtics fans.
Right. And then I made a slew of bets before this playoffs. In fact, 2 years ago, I had a $50 ticket on the Celtics before they were good. And they won the championship, and I lost the ticket, thus missing on $1,500.
Yep.
But this time around, I had a friend buy me another ticket. And when he bought that ticket, I know I kept it now. And I think that's going to be a cool $1,000.
Yes, it could be another whole 2 months of living.
It could be 2 months of living. It could help us pay rent. And more importantly, I made a lot of bets with our friends.
Yes.
Stuff like hanging banners in their rooms. One of our friends is going to buy us a jersey.
DVD
He's going to buy
set.
Us a DVD set. And so, short of a miracle, all these things will happen.
Yes. And I'm going to jump onto these bets as well. They don't know it yet, but... because what am I going to get when the Celtics win?
You're going to get a jersey.
Yes. What kind of jersey?
Your favorite player, Rondo.
A Rondo jersey.
His first name could be Steve, it could be Bob, it could
anything,
be Billy.
Anything.
You don't even know his first name.
No. I just need the Rondo on there.
You need the Rondo jersey.
I like it to say Rondo and then Yang on the other
Rondo
side.
Rondo Yang. You know what's interesting is that Rondo is the exact same size as one of our friends, your best friend, your best guy friend. He's the exact size and weight.
Really?
Now imagine that this is what's happening on television. He's the same size as this guy. He's doing all these amazing things.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm.
Can you give me a little more detail just about what you think about the players? Or, I mean, you've had some quite a good commentary about what they're like.
Have I?
Yes.
I don't know shit about the players. Let's see, what have I gleaned? Big Baby drools when he fist pumps. Ray Allen can't shoot, save his life at the moment. I think in the next game, John and I are going to cut up some socks and wear them on our arm to mimic Ray Allen.
Definitely.
That's my contribution to this game. I don't know what these little white things are called. I don't quite know why they wear them, but
yeah,
we want them.
And you say
and
that
we're gonna
make KG
them
looks
us.
Real cool.
Oh, yes. Yes. But what I learned today is he is not a closer. But Paul Pierce is.
Yes.
And KG always takes an extra dribble before he shoots, which is no good. He needs to just be aggressive and take the shot right away. They're plain scared.
And arguably, you could shoot free throws better than Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, most definitely, I think. He missed two in a row. I'm pretty sure I made one. I made a clutch free throw in high school basketball once.
What is the level of excitement that we can compare this to? I mean, me personally, I don't get excited about anything really in life to this sort of level. Like, I mean, we stand up at the 7-minute mark in
yes.
the fourth quarter.
Yes.
I take a nap at halftime in order to sort of like rest up.
I rush home. I rush home for all the games now.
Oh, it's
make
very
sure
important.
I'm here. Yes.
You weren't here for the first few games. You weren't ready.
Yes. My good vibes are working. This, I would say, is comparable to when I'm really into a guy.
Mm.
It's the same type of excitement. I get a little lightheaded. I get dreamy.
Wow.
It's a...
So,
and you know, as people know, I'm not seeing anyone right now. So this has been a wonderful replacement.
I mean, I gotta be honest. If the Celtics beat the Lakers again, it's gonna be more exciting for me than when you get married. Mom's not gonna want to hear that.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, this should be the greatest.
It may be more exciting for when I get married as well.
Yeah, because last time they won, they almost won Father's Day, which would have been very poetic.
Yes.
But, you know, like now they're going to win.
But this is even better because if they win this time, we'll be together and watching it together.
When
last
is Father's
time.
Day? Did it pass already?
June 17th, 16th. It's coming up.
It could happen again on Father's Day, isn't it? Isn't today the 12th, 13th? It could happen, right?
If it does happen, then it really will be the best day of my life.
There we have it. The best day of our lives.
Now we have to figure out when Father's Day.
Yes. So we should make sure that when we celebrate the victory, we only invite our friends. We should have some champagne.
Champagne? Maybe apple cider. Let's not get crazy here.
You're right. The maid just came. We don't want to mess up the house. We'll get some apple cider.
Apple cider, yes.
This is exciting.
This is what Mom serves, apple cider at home. We need to recreate a little home environment.
Oh, man.
You know, this will be just like when we watched the Lakers and Celtics in the 80s. And the Celtics
when we
won.
Didn't do that, actually. We were in another country. But yeah. Okay, we'll be back with another portion if and when they win another championship.
Yes.
I might get another tattoo, actually, if they win. Do you want to do it?
I have to think about it.
Perhaps a small Rondo
I almost
tattoo?
Got one in 08, actually.
Of the Celtics.
Yes.
That's right. Let's do it. We could do it. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Let's
okay.
not decide these things
Let's
in
not decide
podcast.
Until... Right. What a magical time.
Magical. Basically, our Tuesday and Thursdays next week will be very pivotal days for us.
Yeah.
Nobody call us or do anything during that time.
Yeah.
Don't bother us.
Don't bother us.
We tweet out, don't do anything. Don't text us. Don't call us. We'll just send the messages out.
Good idea.
Don't bother us.
Bring the bubbly. Okay. See you later.
Bye.